Good morning to you, Western Alaska, and welcome to KNOM Exchange. I'm your host, Laura Craigle, and with me is my co-host, Emily Russell.
Good morning, Laura, and to all our listeners out there, thank you so much for joining us today.
Speaking of you, our listeners, today we are talking about KNOM, what you think about the station, what it's doing well, and what you think we can do to serve you better.
With the start of the new year, we've been reflecting quite a bit here at the station on the past year at KNOM. The new year is also a time to set resolutions for the months ahead.
So we want to know what you think. What did you like about KNOM in 2015? We want you to call in to share your favorite news stories, your favorite programming, music, and more from the last year.
But we also want to know how we can improve in the new year. How can our coverage and programming serve you better in 2016? Is there anything specific you'd like to see more or less of? Any stories you think we missed from last year? We want to hear from you, our listeners, to make improvements for the upcoming year.
So please give us a call and share your feedback. In Nome, our phone number is 443-5221, and outside of Nome, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-478-5666.
And if you can't call in, you can always reach us online at knom.org. Click on the link for Exchange and leave us a message there, and we'll share your thoughts on the air.
We can't promise that KNOM will make every change or that we'll take every single piece of feedback exactly as is, but we really, really do want to hear what you have to say and start an open conversation with you about what's going well and what can be better.
So to get us started, we asked people who work here at KNOM, the reporters, the producers, the managers, and directors, to reflect on the last year at the station and share their resolutions for an even better 2016.
We'll be sharing their thoughts and ideas throughout the hour in between your phone calls and your online comments. And we have one of our fellow KNOMers here in the studio with us. Good morning, Margaret. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Emily. Thanks for having me on the show. My name is Margaret DeMaribus. You might recognize me if you're listening. I was a KNOM volunteer newsie from 2012 to 2013, and I've just returned back to the station last month, and I now work as the outreach coordinator for the station. And that kind of my role, there's a lot of responsibilities that I have that fall under that umbrella of outreach coordinator, but primarily there's two things: recruiting and supporting the KNOM volunteers. That's kind of my primary job. More on the personal side, the community side, that's kind of what I'm working with. And then secondary to that, or also maybe even equal to that, is working as a community liaison, right? So I'm the outreach coordinator, and I do just that. I'm coordinating outreach for the community, the city of Nome, the region. And so that's something that I'm excited to really delve into and kind of develop more so from the shoes of people who have filled my position before me. So it's good to be back.
Well, thanks for joining us, Margaret. And while we have you here in Studio C with us, we were hoping you could get us started with your own reflections on the past year and resolutions for the new one at KNOM. Sorry.
That's okay. So I just returned to KNOM last month. So I was only here for such a short time in 2015, just about 3 weeks. But I was reflecting on this question yesterday. As KNOM, we want to serve our listeners. We're yours for Western Alaska. And in the short time that I've been here, what I have seen that served our listeners well and our community well is you, the volunteers. You, Laura, you, Emily, Maddie, who's upstairs working right now, and Mitch, who's answering the phones. Just the quality and the strengths that you have and what you've brought to the community. So I just want to commend you for that. Coming in as kind of, a support for you, but not really needing to support you that much in some ways, because you're very good at what you do. And I just want to thank you for that. So I think Western Alaska, and if you're listening now, you can definitely agree with that. The things I think I'd like to improve upon, there's always things to improve in any situation, in any job, but specifically for my role, I really want to not necessarily improve it, but build upon it. I want to develop my role in the community outreach specifically more, and kind of see what that looks like and what listeners really want to hear from me and what my role can be for them.
Well, thank you, Margaret, for sharing your thoughts with us. It's, I think, a really great way for us to get started in our discussion this morning. So again, if you're just tuning in, this exchange, we're talking all about KNOM, your radio station. We want to hear what you like and what ideas you have to make the station better.
So again, you can give us a call in the station at 443-5221. If you're outside of Nome, you can also reach us at 1-800-478-5666. And if you can't call, you can visit us on the web at knom.org. Click on the link for exchange and leave us a message online, and we'll share your thoughts on the air. And speaking of messages online, we've already received our first one. This is from William in Nome. And he says, my coworkers and I listen to the radio all day, sometimes 12 hours or more. We want more new country and rock songs and less of everything else. He's not a big fan of Putumayo and Earth Songs show, which is two shows we air here at KNOM. He says he wants more shows like AK Country and Lost in the 80s during the day. Thank you. And thank you so much, William and Nome, for reaching out to us. Remember, you too can reach us on the web at knom.org and click on the link for exchange.
Just listening to William's comment, I think first thing I'd like to say is just thank you so much to William and his coworkers. Thank you for listening to KNOM so much. It's fantastic to hear that you are tuned in so often. And I think it's really great to hear that you're enjoying the country and the rock portions of our music programming. I think a lot of people do. I know we try to keep the music really diverse, so I don't know that we can say that we're going to be losing Earth Songs for Putumayo, because I know people do enjoy those. But I know that a lot of people would probably be happy to hear more country or more rock.
Yeah, and I think those, I am myself not a big country fan, but I did really enjoy, so it was Tara Cicatello who was running AK Country, and she is out of Nome for the winter. And I, as I said, I don't really like country that much, but I really enjoyed having her in the studio and having a live DJ here, you know, community DJ coming in. And same thing with Lost in the 80s. I think that's a great show. Kelly had that, and now Jolene is our community DJ who comes in once a week with that show. And I think it's a great service from the community, a way to connect the community with KNOM. So I definitely do like those shows both very much. So thanks, William, for your comments on both of those shows.
And I think if I can speak to that as well, we unfortunately lost Tara as our community DJ for AK Country, and that's why it's no longer on the air. But if I can ask if anyone is interested in the community who wants to host that show, we would love to hear from you. You can talk to Laura Collins about that. She is our program director, and she can talk to you about your interest in doing that and what that can look like, because I know we have a lot of country fans.
Yeah, and do you remember when that show aired?
I believe it was from 2 to 3 or 3 to 4 in the afternoons.
On Wednesdays, right?
On Wednesdays.
Yeah. And I know that, you know, if someone was interested, if you out there listening would have any interest in hosting a show like that, that was the time it was at, and that was the form the show once took. But, you know, if you were to come on board and take over that show, there'd definitely be room for flexibility in making it your own. So if you're a big country fan out there and want to see that show come back to life, you could do that, and you could also make it your own. So, give us... You know, think about that opportunity, and we'd love to have more community DJs, more community involvement. So again, thank you so much to William and Nome for our very first online comment of the hour. We are so excited to hear your feedback about your radio station this morning. We're talking all about the good things that KNOM is doing and all the things that you think could be better and that we could improve upon. So once again, we'll remind you that we are taking calls. Our lines are open. Our phone number in Nome is 443-5221. And our phone number outside of Nome, toll-free, is 1-800-478-5666. Emily, could you remind everybody how to comment online?
Yes, you can also, if you can't call in, you can always visit us on the web at knom.org and click on the link for exchange. You can leave a message online there, and we will share your thoughts on the air. And we want to also remind our listeners that that comment section will be open after the show closes today. So you can always comment, leave your comments there, even after the show closes this afternoon or this morning at 11 a.m. So that will always be open for comments.
Definitely. And while we're really excited to hear your comments, and we hope that your phone calls and online comments will be coming in shortly, we also went around the station and spoke to a lot of the people who work here and provide the programming and news that you hear every day, and we asked them to reflect themselves on what they like about our coverage and our work this year and what they're looking forward to doing in the new year to make it better. So we're going to pepper those throughout the hour, and our first one is going to come from a gentleman that many people listen to and enjoy. This is Mitch in the Morning.
Hello, my name is Mitchell Borden, also known as Mitch, actually mostly known as Mitch. I'm a producer here at KNOM. I'm in charge of the morning show, and also producing KNOM's monthly show, Dearest Alaska. I've been really pleased to have been able to go to so many of the villages in this region. It's been such a pleasure and privilege to see and get to know so many people and just to learn more about Western Alaska. There are many things I would like to improve in the coming months, but for me, my two big priorities is to continue to improve Dearest Alaska, both content and production value. And I really would like to try to minimize my mistakes on air. I would just like to be a little bit smoother while speaking, whether it's on exchange or just announcing music. I have these like few phrases I always go back to. For example, I hope, I say that all the time on the morning show. I say like way too much on exchange, and I will occasionally say respond to someone's statement as awesome live on air. And I would just like to become maybe a tad more professional. I couldn't do a lot. I couldn't be very professional. It's just not my style. But, you know, I'd just like to become smoother, more composed, and provide you with a smoother listening experience. But thank you for putting up with all my silliness, and Happy New Year, everyone.
That was Mitch Borden, one of our producers here at KNOM, sharing his reflections for 2015 and his resolutions for our radio station in 2016. I think he expressed something that probably a lot of us relate to who work here at the station, that we always want to be smoother and, you know, a better voice for you, our listeners, so that you can enjoy our programming.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to some of what Mitch was talking about, especially even on this show right now that we're on, you know, sounding a bit more composed, using less terms like, and just fumbling a bit less, I think. So Mitch is live on the air every morning from 7 to 10 a.m., and he's a producer, but myself and Laura, who's co-hosting the show with me this morning, we do the news. And so we're live, but we get to read our scripts. So, you know, we don't have to sort of freestyle it like he does. So I think in some ways his job is a bit more challenging than ours, and we sort of get a pass at that and not having to freestyle so much. So I definitely understand that, and I'm challenged by that right now as we speak live on the air. So that's definitely, I think, something I want to improve on as well.
And if I can kind of speak to that, too, I mean, I volunteered for a year. I was on the air for a year. And then even coming back, I mean, we all make mistakes. Yesterday, I couldn't pronounce Elvis Costello for some reason. So it does happen. But one of the beautiful things that I really appreciate as a DJ, but also as when I was working as a news reporter, is the feedback from the community. If we're mispronouncing something, we want to hear that. We want to know. We want everything that we're doing to be accurate and to be important to you as you're listening. It's not just about us here in the station doing all the work. We're doing it for you. We're here for you. And the beautiful thing is, as volunteers, you have come up to spend your time to dedicate to the community, and this is what you're doing. And it's easy to get caught up in the minute things, but we do value that feedback from the community as well, so we can always improve. We're never going to be perfect individuals, you know, but it's always good to have that feedback. And we really appreciate that when you do give us a call or shoot us a hotline or give us information. Like on today's show, we host Exchange specifically for you to call in and give us information and feedback. We want to hear from you. We want to have a connection with you. And that's why we're here. We're yours for Western Alaska. So as the ladies have been saying, please give us a call. 443-5221, or if you're outside of Nome, 1-800-478-5666, and let us know. And there's specific things that we want to know about. We don't just want to know in general. We want to know specifically for you as you're listening each day in your office, in your car, at home when you're cooking. What do you want to hear from us in our programming, in our music, in our newscasts? How do you relate to us as DJs? What do you like hearing from us? Those are the specific things we really want to know. So make sure you give us a call or give us your messages online.
Yes, and while we look forward to those, I think maybe this could be another opportunity while you're thinking about what you'd like to say and what you'd like to share. We'll give you another minute of inspiration while we play a clip from one of our, I think, you know, very beloved community DJs. This is Kunuk Tabon.
Hello, my name is DJ Kunak. I host the Ali Night Radio Show every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to noon. And I've been at the KNOM radio station for about 1 year now. And I think what the KNOM station has been doing well is making sure that they get plenty of voices all around the region. Different stories that they produce involve everybody that is listening on the radio waves, and I think they've been doing a really good job doing that, as well as making sure the news is relevant to this region. I think something that KNOM can improve on for 2016 is working on their Eskimo songs and dances that they have on their database. I think going through them and deleting the ones that have bad audio and getting better audio for the Eskimo dances and songs is something they should do, as well as finding the names of them and who the composers are. And I think they could start encouraging people coming in, dance groups, to come in and record songs so we can have really good quality Eskimo songs and dances on the database for everybody to hear. And I think it's really important that we acknowledge who the composers are and where they come from, as much information as they have on these songs that are from our region, that we should be so very proud of, and the kids should know who composed them and where they came from. But overall, KNOM is doing great. Kuyana, everybody, for calling in on the show today and giving in your requests. And if you haven't already, you better call in. Now is the time.
Once again, that was Marjorie Nkunuk, or Kunuk Tabon, one of our community DJs who hosts All Night Radio. And as she said, now is the time. We want to hear from you. So please, again, give us a call. But while we are hoping to hear from you, we can maybe reflect a little bit on what her feedback was for us on the radio station. I know that I think she's absolutely right about the comment about our music and our Eskimo Songs and Dances collection, that we, I think, have a nice collection, that it seems like it's constantly growing, but sometimes the recordings are better than others. And curating that could be a really good project to make sure that our sound quality is, you know, the best it can possibly be for these great musicians. And also, I think her comment to having the correct information about the performers, their titles, their, you know, the artists who are making this incredible music, that we credit them properly.
If I can speak to that a little bit too. So in my role as the outreach coordinator, that's something that I am interested in looking at starting this, you know, this year, of really getting more information, but also getting better quality audio. Most of our songs are from different conferences over the many, many years. And that's an easy place to get a lot of this great music. But in that, the challenge is it's typically in a school or a gymnasium or something where the audio quality is not that great. There's a lot of echoing. You can hear people talking in the background. So over the next year or so, that's something that my role as the outreach coordinator, I want to hear from you. And if you are interested in coming into the studio, or if we can come to you and get some better quality, I want to hear from you and figure out how we can do that. Because we want the best quality. We want you on our airwaves. You are so important to us. So we want that good music, and we want that quality on the airwaves.
Definitely. And I think your comment about us, you know, going to the Teller Festival and we record things there in Wales, and that is a fantastic way to see those performers, but sometimes the quality isn't always the best in a specific venue. And I think that also is true of, in those situations, it can also be difficult to collect all of the song and artist information. These, you know, performers are up there, you know, putting it all out on stage, and jumping here, you know, to ask them real quickly what the song is titled can be difficult, and not necessarily wanting to interrupt the flow of the performance. And it's not something that is an excuse, I don't think, but it's a challenge that I think we, as, you know, producers and people who are out there attending these festivals, need to think about how we can get that information so that we're not, you know, back in Nome afterwards trying to figure it out after the fact, which can be tricky, but also doing it in a way where we're not disrupting performances. It's a challenge, I think.
And I think that's feedback that we can get from you as well. If you're listening today and you can provide some feedback for us when we go to these conferences and these festivals. How can we approach the performers? How can we get this information? Who should we be talking to? We want to hear from you on that, because you are our best asset in order to get that information and make sure that our music logs are absolutely correct with the correct pronunciations and spellings, so we can announce that over the air and we can share this beautiful music.
Definitely. So once again, thank you to our community DJ, Kunak, for her great reflections and resolutions for 2016. We'll remind you now that we are so excited, hopefully, to hear from you and all of your, you know, reflections on what is going well at the radio station and how KNOM can do better for you and your community. So why don't we throw out the phone numbers once again?
Yep. If you want to call in from Nome, you can reach us in Nome at 443-5221. If you're outside of Nome, you can also reach us on the phone at 1-800-478-5666. And if you can't call in, you can visit us on the web at knom.org. Click on the link for exchange and leave a message online, and we'll share your thoughts on the air. And we just had a caller call in and leave a message with us relating to our weather reports. So a caller suggested that we state the wind speed and wind direction along with time and temps. And we do that. I know we try to do that after every newscast. We try to state the current temperatures outside. We don't include the wind and wind speed at that time. We do include that at the current weather conditions, which play a couple times throughout the day, but that's definitely something we'll keep in mind for the future. I know we go through, for our current weather conditions, we read, say, around 10 or so communities in our region in Western Alaska, and we do try to include the wind speed and wind direction. Another call we got in actually a couple of weeks ago, which is so great when people just call in, you know, when they think of these things. You know, it's not just calling in right now during this show. You can call in at any time and leave comments with us. So we got a caller a couple of weeks ago that was suggesting we also read the wind chill, which I wasn't reading when I was reading the current conditions, I guess through the summertime, just because I wasn't really thinking about it. But that's a, you know, an important piece of information to have when it's, you know, maybe 20 degrees outside, but the wind is gusting up to 40 miles an hour and it can get, you know, into the negative temperature. So that's an important piece of information to have and to be aware of. So that was really nice to hear from that person. And now I do try to read the wind chills when it's pretty significant. So thanks for that call a couple weeks ago. And thanks for the call just a couple minutes ago about that suggestion.
Thank you for that. Absolutely. And I think this speaks to why we're having this exchange. We want this specific information from you. We want to hear from you about it. So we want to hear in our weather forecast, are there things that maybe you would like to hear or things that you really appreciate that we do, just so we can continue that continuity as the years go by? Is there a music program maybe that's missing that you think should be added? Or is there one that you absolutely love that you tune into every day? Is there a certain DJ that you connect with? We want to hear these stories from you. We want to hear your feedback. So again, knom.org, you can click exchange and give us your comments online, or you can call us if you're in Nome, 443-5221, or outside of Nome, 1-800-478-5666.
And we actually just received another comment online, so on KNOM's exchange online, that pertains to the weather. So Josie in Nome says, I've enjoyed KNOM since its beginning and am always listening. The weather seems harsher these days, and that's why I could like to hear, quote, the official weather updates like the temperature, wind, and wind chill. Our lives revolve around the weather. And I think that is a really important point that sometimes, say, like myself, I don't really think about that much because I don't necessarily, especially in the wintertime, spend that much time outside. But there are definitely people that are out snow machining that they have to travel to and from work on a snow machine or walking or, you know, other things like that. So I think that is a really important aspect of what we do here, is provide those weather updates to people in our region. So thank you, Josie, so much for leaving that comment with us.
And we are yours for Western Alaska. So these comments are so important to helping us really serve you the best.
And actually, Josie included something else. She says, I really miss the request shows on Saturdays. The noon and five shows are not enough. I remember the Saturday request shows with great music to clean, cook, and just hang out. And then she says, thanks for the show, and thanks to KNOM for many years of radio for Western Alaska. I'm wondering if either of you could speak, maybe Margaret, since you were here in the past, if things have changed. I don't really know about the Saturday shows and how that's changed.
So there's always things evolving and changing with our programming. I can't speak to that specifically, but I can touch base with Laura and maybe even get in touch with Josie about that, since we have her email address. But our shows are constantly evolving and changing. Different DJs are coming in at different times. Different shows are kind of shifting different times throughout the day. So I'm not quite sure about the Saturday request show, but I can follow up with Laura Collins about that and get in touch with you, Josie.
I'm so happy to hear, though, that Josie enjoys the request shows on the weekends. Our DJ and producer, Maddie, who we'll hear from in a little bit, she does the Saturday request shows at noon and 5, and then I do the Sunday request shows on also at noon and 5. And, you know, Maddie DJs throughout the week. She also does the 4 o'clock needle drop and some other really great programs. But I, as a news reporter, don't often DJ, and I really love that opportunity on Sundays because we get a lot of callers requesting really fun music, and I get to chat with them on the phone. So if you're a caller on one of the request shows, just know that it is definitely a highlight for me to chat with you for a few minutes on the phone, hear what kind of music you're interested in at the moment. It's a really nice way, I think, to connect with the community. So if there was once more request opportunities, that's maybe something we can revisit as a station to see if there's, you know, more time for that, if it's something that people like Josie are really enjoying and looking forward to, because I certainly do.
Yeah, I can second that. I'm also a newsie, but I get to have an air shift from 4 to 6 on Mondays. So part of that is the 4 o'clock needle drop. Did I say Sundays? I meant Mondays.
Mondays.
4 to 5 is my needle drop on Mondays. And it's just such an amazing time to actually speak with listeners. You know, I got a lot of calls actually this Monday. I had a really awesome show. I did Songs That Make You Happy, and it just was so so much fun. And so I got all these people calling in, you know, with great songs that I would never think of. And, you know, that's how it always goes with the needle drop. But this Monday was particularly special. And a lot of callers calling in, and I don't know if it was a happy theme or not, but one caller in particular said, you know, I listen to you all the time. You're great. This was a caller from Ammonic. And we just get so much great feedback during those request shows, and it's just such a great time to connect with people in Western Alaska. And I feel so grateful that I get that DJ shift and that Laura gets one on Sunday. You know, as newsies, we don't really often get time to connect with our listeners that frequently. So it's such a great opportunity. And thanks so much for everyone that calls in during those times. It's really special to hear from all of you.
Thank you indeed. So yes, we will have Josie's feedback written down here and something that we're going to contemplate as a station. We'll remind you that you, like Josie, can offer us your feedback, things that you like, things that you would like to maybe see different. You know, do you have a weather condition that you feel like we're not saying frequently enough? We want to hear it. We want to hear from you. So please give us a call. Our phone number is 443-5221 or 1-800-478-5666. You can also make your suggestions online, like William and Josie and Noam have both done. At the top of our website, knom.org, you'll see the exchange. Click on that, and there's a little form you can fill out. And while we are waiting for your great ideas, we'll go to another clip from a member of our station reflecting on the last year and coming up with some resolutions for the new one. This is Maddie.
Hi, my name is Maddie Winchester, and I'm a producer here at KNOM. And I'm in charge of Story 49. You'll hear me on the air also in the late afternoons. Something that I think the station did really well in 2015 was try to get as many different voices on the air as possible, whether that's through spots or through our programs or through shows like The Exchange. I think we really got a lot of different people on the air, and I think that's really special to hear so many different voices. And something that I'd like to improve for our listeners in 2016 is just to cut down on some of the preventable mistakes here on our end and try and give our listeners the best listening experience possible.
Once again, that was our great producer, Maddie Winchester, and DJ and host of the 4 o'clock needle drop and producer of Story 49, a great program we have on our airwaves that features great Alaskans. So thank you so much to Maddie for her ideas. And I think she had a really good comment about, you know, one thing that we've done well and that one thing we want to continue doing, and that's really getting a variety of voices from Nome and all of our region. Get your voices, you the listeners, and your family members and friends and community members on our air, because this station is all for you. And I think on that note, we're going to go to our very first caller of the hour. This is Joe from Nome. Hi, Joe. Welcome to The Exchange.
Hi.
Thank you so much for calling in. Do you have any feedback or suggestions that you'd like to give?
Yeah, I got a suggestion. Bring back some radio plays. They were nice to listen to.
When
radio drama and stuff plays.
When were you, when, you know, I'm still new to the station. When did you listen to radio plays?
I think it was in the 80s, early 80s.
Okay.
So, Joe, this is Margaret. Quick question. So you mean outside of just the Christmas plays, you want to hear plays and dramas throughout the... Okay, great.
Yep.
That's great feedback. Thank you.
That's all I got. Thank
all
you.
Right, Joe, thanks so much.
Bye.
Thank you for calling in. Once again, that was Joe in Nome, our first caller of the hour, with a really great suggestion, one I wouldn't have necessarily guessed. And he wants to hear more radio shows, more radio plays and dramas, like maybe not like the one we've done just recently, but in that vein, the Christmas play.
And the thing that I love about KNOM, even just from my time in 2012 to 2013, our programming is constantly evolving. We're bringing in new programming, and then we're also bringing in old programming, we're bringing it back, which is really fantastic. So old spots, old shows, you know, all these different venues and works that have happened that volunteers have done over so many years that we've been around. It's really nostalgic to kind of go back and hear those things. So great, Joe. Thanks for calling in. And your comments don't have to be lengthy. We just want to hear from you. Any small recommendations that you have or the things that you love, whether it's our music, our programs that you like to hear, or our news and weather. Are there things that you feel you want to hear more of? We definitely want to hear that from you.
Yep, and speaking of news, we got a comment online. This is from Betsy in Nome. She says, great job for news, especially being short-staffed. My only suggestion would have local Western Alaska stories first in the newscast. For example, local city council and school board until board. Also, having more local Western AK news would be wonderful when you're back at full staff. And that's, Betsy, thank you so much for your comment. And that's something I would definitely like to improve on for the new year. As we look back on the past year, you know, we had Laura and I came in the middle of the summer this year, and we did have a news director at that point. He had to unfortunately leave Nome in mid-November, so we have been a little short-staffed here on news since then. And it has been sort of a struggle to balance that newscast and to really also just figure out on our own how to fill that newscast. You know, what are the most important stories that we hope our listeners enjoy every single day? So Betsy, it's really great to hear from you. And I know that's definitely something I would like to improve on in the new year, covering more local stories. I see that on our Facebook page, especially. I think that the stories that get the most response are the ones about Western Alaska, about Nome, about school board, about city council. You know, those are the ones really that are getting the most response. So Betsy, thank you so much for your comment.
And, you know, this kind of feedback, again, is so important. We want to know what's important to you. What do you want to hear in our newscast? What stories are important to you? What events are important to you? We want to know that so we can cover those. So make sure you give us a call, 1-800-478-5666, if you're outside of Nome, or in Nome, 443-5221. And it's not just today. It's not just on this exchange. It's all the time. And we value that when you do call in and let us know the things that you'd like to hear, because we are here for you.
Definitely. And I know Margaret just threw out those phone numbers to encourage you to call in with your ideas and suggestions for the new year. But I'd also like to just throw out that those phone numbers are also at your disposal at any time, particularly if there is a news story that you think we should cover. I know Emily and I, we have certain stories that we're always following. We're always attending those city meetings and the regional school board meetings and making sure that we're on those always, because we know that those are important stories. But if there's ever something that strikes you as something that should be, you know, on our airwaves, something that we should be covering for you and the people of Western Alaska that we may not, you know, catch ourselves, give us a call. That's the sort of thing that if you can give us a news tip, we will follow it. And I know that I think it's happened a handful of times already since I've been here, since June, where someone's called or sent an email and been like, hey, there's this event going on, or I know this really interesting person in town. And we have followed up and made stories on them that have had a great response. So definitely want to encourage you, if you ever have a suggestion for a news story, give us a call, send us an email. We would love to hear from you.
Yep, and you can email us at news@knom.org if you do have a news tip. And remember, you know, Laura and I have been here since the middle of the summer, and you, most of our listeners, have been in Nome or Western Alaska far longer than we have. So even if it's something that you're not sure is a news story but you might think is of interest to us, give us a call, email us. You know the region better than we do. You're a very, very valuable asset to us here at the station, so we definitely want to hear from you. Give us a call or give us an email.
I think, too, speaking as a former newsie, it's also more urgent things that are happening. You know, if you're driving along the road on a really windy day and you see someone pulled off on the side, first of all, call 911. Mm-hmm. But then let us know if there's information that we can pass on to make sure that traffic flow is smooth going around that to protect that accident. We want to be here to do that. And that is why we're here. If there's a power outage happening or some other kind of issue that we can go and cover to make things smooth for your community or for the city. And just so people are aware of what's going on. So there's maybe not a lot of crowding around and people are informed of what's happening in their community or in the city of Nome. We want to know those news tips because that's why we're here. We're here to go out and cover these stories.
Absolutely. And I think before we hopefully move on to another clip from one of our station members, I'd like to also just pull out another part of Betsy and Noam's comment, which was the order of our news stories in our newscasts every day, which I think is something that I never thought about before I started to work at a radio station. You know, what story comes first, what story is last? And it's a really great comment. That we every day we have our stories that we think are newsworthy, that we think that you need to hear, that you want to hear, and we have to decide what order they go in. So it's really great to hear that for Betsy, and I think probably for a lot of you, you want to hear the local stories first. And while statewide stories are going to be important too, or even bigger regional stories, the local stories are what's maybe really driving our newscasts, and that's something that people are interested in. So that's a really practical tip that I think we can put into practice, you know, later today and the rest of the week. Make sure that we are emphasizing those things as the first thing you're going to hear, your local stories about your community. So thank you again to Betsy and Nome.
Yep. And those local stories, those tips are not just for news. You know, you can also call in and email us about tips for other programming, say for producers. So production is always open for suggestions for stories or events that may not be, not appropriate, but better fitted for, say, a longer, say, Story 49 or Dearest Alaska. So we're always open for suggestions, not just for news, but for longer stories such as Dearest Alaska or Story 49. So
definitely. And I'd like to now remind you, the listener, that we have about 20 minutes left in our show, and we've already had one fantastic call from Joe and Nome, who wants to hear some more radio dramas, and then a handful of other great online comments from listeners like you on everything from the weather to the news programming to our request shows on the weekend. So if you have been listening and now you've got an idea or a suggestion or a compliment, we'll take it all. We want to hear from you. So once again, give us a call at 443-5221 or at 1-800-478-5666. While we are waiting with bated breath to hear your ideas, we'll now go to another one of our community, or rather station members. This is David Dodman.
Hello, my name is David Dodman, and I am the web director for KNOM Radio. And in terms of things that KNOM did well in 2015, in the year that we've just passed, I think we did a good job. I was very pleased with our Iditarod coverage, especially from the trail, from Matthew Smith sending back reports, audio stories, package stories from each day on the Iditarod Trail this year. I think that's also an area where we can continually improve. There's always more stories to tell, always new angles to look at for our race coverage, for our reporting from the Iditarod Trail. So 2016 will be every year, like every year, 2016 will be a new challenge for that. And as the web director, I think the same applies. I think we did a good job presenting different facets, different angles, different aspects of life in Western Alaska on the web, whether that was in our news coverage, whether that was in our Story 49 or Profile or Dearest Alaska coverage on the web, but that's also an area where we can definitely improve and in which I'm definitely curious what our listeners and our web viewers think of our online presence on Facebook, on Twitter, on knom.org. Definitely some areas that we can improve and just continue to present different elements of life in Western Alaska on the web. So something hopefully we can do even better in 2016.
That was David Dodman, the web director at KNOM. But if you are just tuning in, we'd like to let you know that we are on KNOM Exchange this morning talking about your radio station. KNOM is yours for Western Alaska. And so in the spirit of the new year, we want to reflect on the things that are going well, that we're, you know, the good news stories, the good music, the good programming that we're putting out. But also take this moment to hear your feedback and your ideas on how we can make everything better for you. That's our goal for today. So if you're just tuning in, we would love to get your call or an online comment to hear what suggestions you have. I think we can maybe revisit David's reflections and resolutions in a bit because they're real interesting, but I do want to go to another caller we have first. This is going to be Roger from White Mountain. Good morning, Roger. Welcome to the Exchange.
Yeah, good morning. The weather forecast and current weather conditions are perfect. The show on Saturday from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight gives me good ideas of music I like to listen to. The Talbone Show from 10 a.m. to 12 noon has good variety of things she and a lot of other people like to listen to. This show goes head-to-head with Price is Right, and about 95% of the people in rural Alaska turn on the TV. Changing the time might be a suggestion when I don't know. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Roger. Once again, that was Roger in White Mountain with a fantastic comment. I think that he is spot on in that, Kunak Marjorie Tabone's show, Ali Night Radio, is fantastic. And I also was excited to hear that he's been tuning into a new show, a new program that we're doing called the Late Night Listening Party on Friday nights from 10 until midnight, which is Mitch Borden, also known as Mitch in the Morning's new show. So I'm thrilled to hear that Roger is listening to that and enjoying it. And I would never have guessed about The Price is Right.
That's good to know. Again, this is perfect feedback just to find out what works for you. You know, we have this programming, but if it's not working for your schedule, or you don't think that it's at a great time where most people can provide feedback or call in, we want to know that so we can adjust to really fit the needs of Western Alaska.
Absolutely. So once again, Roger in White Mountain with some very lovely compliments that I think we're thrilled to hear, and some really great suggestions about timing that I, for one, had not thought of. So I hope everyone who is watching The Price is Right is enjoying it. But if you're not and you're tuned in this hour, once again, we'd love for you to call in with your suggestions and ideas. That was a great example from Roger in White Mountain. And we'll just throw out our phone numbers once again quickly.
Yep, you can call in if you're in Nome at 443-5221. If you're outside of Nome, you can reach us at 1-800-478-5666. And if you can't call in, you can reach us on the web at knom.org. Click on the link for Exchange and leave a message online, and we'll share your thoughts on the air. And we actually did get another comment online. This is from Julie in Nome. Julie says, I would like to thank all the DJs for all their hard work they put into the shows they host. Keep up the good work. And it's so great to hear from Julie in Nome and from Roger in White Mountain about the DJs that they like, that the shows that they like to hear. And I know those DJs do, you know, they put in so much hard work into their shows. And I really, like I was saying before with AK Country and Marja's show, it's just so great to have community DJs in here, Lost in the 80s as well. It's so nice to get people in from the community hosting shows, and Mitch's new show from 10, is it to midnight? 10 to midnight?
I believe so.
Yeah. So
the late night listening party.
Yeah. So it's so great to get people live on the air. And it's really nice to hear from people in the region that they're really enjoying those shows. So, it's 10 to 11. Sorry.
We just got word from Mitch himself. 10 to 11 on Friday nights. He picks a full album every week, or close to a full album, and kind of really digs into like one artist and one piece of music, one kind of project. And it's a really neat concept that he's working on. So definitely recommend tuning in if you haven't caught it already. before, or I guess moving on, or I guess we'll tread back to one of the comments we heard before Rogers, and that was from one of our own, web director David Dodman, who I think had some really great or interesting comments to me, at least, about our web presence and something that we're developing with our website and our Facebook and Twitter social presences. I'm curious to hear what people think about those as well.
Yes, for me, working as a newsie and posting news stories online, maybe even speaking for David since he's not on the air right now, what are things that you like? Do you follow us on Facebook? Do you follow us on Twitter? Are you on our website each day or multiple times each week? What are the things that you naturally gravitate towards on our website? What would you like to understand more about KNOM on the website? Is there more content that you would like to see? Those are the kind of things that we want to know from you, these more detailed information, so we can provide the best content for you, not just on the air, but on the web as well, because that is a big presence for us, for people in the lower 48, but also throughout the region as well.
Yeah, I think social media gives us such an important insight into how people are reacting to these stories, you know, because we can read the news every single day, multiple times a day, and not really know how people are reacting to these stories. And it's a little tedious sometimes, I feel like, posting stories online and then onto Twitter. But then to be able to see those reactions and to be able to see how many people are sharing them and liking those stories and actually commenting below, I think that's a really great way to see how people are reacting and interacting with those stories. So to everyone out there that's shared those stories or commented online about what they like, what they don't like, that's a really important part of social media and how that plays into our web presence. So thank you so much, and keep that up. If you ever have a comment online about our news stories, Facebook is definitely a good place to go for that.
And if you don't have access to the internet in your house or nearby, I mean, calling in, how are we accessible to you? We want to know what benefits you as well. You know, we're not just online, we're on the air, we're in multiple avenues. What avenue works for you, and how can we best improve that?
Absolutely. And I think now is where I remind you that we're coming up to about 10-ish minutes left in our hour. We've had some really fantastic suggestions for improvement, some really great shout-outs to programs that you like. And so we just love to ask you in the last 10 minutes, if you have more that you'd like to contribute, more ideas on how we can be better, we'd love to hear them. So once again, give us a call at 443-5221 or at 1-800-478-5666. Or online at our website, which we were just talking about. That's knom.org. At the top of the page, you'll see Exchange. Click on that, and you can leave us a comment online that we can read on the air. While we look forward to more of your great ideas, we'll go to another clip from a member of our station. This is Laura Collins.
My name is Laura Collins. I've been on staff here at KNOM since 2011, but just recently transitioned into the position of program director, so I'm the program director at KNOM. I think something that KNOM has done well this past year and in the past couple years is bringing people on board for our volunteer program who are really interested in the community of Nome and of Western Alaska, who want to get out there, who want to meet people and immerse themselves here and learn about the region. And on the flip side of that, they take that interest and passion and put it into what they're doing at the station. So they're helping, I think increasingly helping the station to continue to cultivate our role as a representation of the community, being a voice for the region through our news and through the programs that we produce in-house. Something I think we could improve on is that same thing, continuing to be a voice for the region. And hopefully as we do that, you, the listener, will feel more ownership, be able to relate more and more, and really embrace KNOM as your radio station, because that is why we're here. We are yours for Western Alaska. So there's always room for improvement in that, and shows like this are a chance for you to really communicate back and let us know how we can improve.
Once again, that was Laura Collins, our new program director, who has a long history at KNOM in the outreach and as a volunteer. And Margaret, who we have on the air now. She has taken over the outreach department and I know wants to speak to some of our goals. And I think that'd be a great transition from Laura's ideas.
I think it is a great transition because I am transitioning into Laura's old role. And I've been here for about a month, so I have big shoes to fill. But she has been a great asset for me in her experience and wisdom and passing that on. But I want to hear your wisdom and experience, if you're listening, of how we can reach out to the community. And this upcoming year, I have a lot of goals and dreams, and not all of them are going to get done. I know that. But just to at least start brainstorming for myself and for my position as the outreach coordinator, I'm not just here for the volunteers, but I'm also here for the community as well. And currently, right now, I am very busy recruiting for volunteers for our program next year. And that's running from June, July this year, 2016, to June, July of 2017. And I want to remind our listeners that, you know, we're looking for volunteers, not just from the lower 48, but from Alaska, from our region. If you're a college graduate and you'd be interested in volunteering with KNOM, we want to hear from you. I want to talk to you. I want to know what you're interested in and how we can get an application filled out and start that process if you're interested, because we want your voice and your experience to be a part of KNOM and to be able to share that with our region. So my email I'm going to throw out is belong@knom.org. It's belong at knom.org. So if you're interested as a college graduate of possibly being a volunteer for this upcoming year or even in the future, if you want to know more about that and what that looks like, you can email me or even just call me at the station, 443-5221. And then the other side of things, too, is the community outreach side. So that's something I want to develop more as I finish the process of recruiting new volunteers for our upcoming year. I really want to be in the community more. If there's an event or if there's something happening or if you just want to meet with me, I would love that. And I will be doing some more traveling as the year goes on to just visit different communities and find out how I can best serve your community and best serve you as KNOM, because I am the outreach coordinator, and that's what I will be doing. I will be a liaison for you individually and for your community. So any information that you have on that, just give us a call and I'd be happy to talk with you about that so I can travel there and visit you and, you know, support in the best way that KNOM can.
Thanks so much, Margaret. And I think as we kind of wind down our hour, we're going to hopefully be throwing out some more practical ways that, you know, you can get involved at KNOM, that you can become more a part of your own radio station. But before we do that, I think we're going to hear from our last KNOM, you know, the helm, really, for us here. This is Rick Schmidt.
Good morning. I'm Rick Schmidt, the general manager for KNOM. Throughout 2015, we tried to be yours for Western Alaska, KNOM. We brought you breaking news, the latest in weather, lots of stories, a chance to call in and give us your opinion, a chance to win something from the prize box, a variety of music, and all the programs that are broadcast on KNOM just for you. As always, we appreciate the opportunity to entertain, inspire, educate, and inform everyone in Western Alaska. It's been a great year. In 2016, we're adding digital studios to the KNOM building here. We'll sound better, and you'll hear more of what you like. Thank you so much for listening. It's an honor and a pleasure to be yours for Western Alaska, KNOM.
That was Rick Schmidt. I think our GM here at the station just summing it up really well, that it is an honor and a pleasure to be a part of this radio station and do our best to provide you with all the news, music, programming, everything that you need and want. So thank you to Rick, and thank you to all the KNOM employees and everyone who shared their thoughts. And then again, a special thank you to you if you called in, if you have ideas and plan to share them later, and just to you if you're listening. So thank you. And I think as we wind down now, we'll share some resources to remind you how you can get involved and how we can continue this discussion of how we can be better and serve you better. Emily, do you want to share the news resources once more?
Yes, you can always, for any news tips you have, you can obviously always give us a call here in the station in Nome at 443-5221. And then at the 1-800 number, that's 1-800-478-5666. But you can also reach us on the web. You can email us. The email address for a news tip is news@knom.org. And like we were saying before, we would love to hear from you. You know, our listeners are some of the best resources we have in the region for knowledge, for getting those stories out there, for offering tips for us. That's just so invaluable to us here at the station. So we definitely want to hear from you. We're always open to suggestions, not just for news tips, but for how our newscasts are, for the stories we cover, for the events we cover. We want to hear from our listeners.
And I know that's true not only for, you know, us news reporters, but for our programming department and our DJs. If you have an idea for a spot or a PSA, if you think your voice is great, which it probably is, and just want to lend your voice to one of our announcements, we are interested in all of those sorts of things. So if you have an idea for that, if you have an idea for a Story 49, profiling someone interesting you know, or a Dearest Alaska, which is a short feature full of interesting sounds. We've done cusbuck ripping and all sorts of interesting things like that. So if you have an idea for that sort of programming outside of the news realm, we want to hear from you as well. I think we've thrown out a lot of emails and phone numbers, though, so I think we just want to reiterate that, you know, whether you have an idea now, whether you have an idea in a month, whether you remember the phone number, whether you don't, whatever way you can reach out to us with your ideas, feedback, suggestions, at whatever time you think of it, we always want to hear it. We always want this conversation to continue, and we hope that you'll reach out to us when you want to and when you feel you need to.
And this is Margaret, as the outreach coordinator, again, if I can just reiterate, if you want to come on the air when I'm on DJing and talk about community events, I would love that. Or if you have events coming up that I can come to and participate in and have KNOM be a presence there, let me know of that as well. And again, the conversation is always continuing. KNOM, we're always here. We are yours for Western Alaska, and we want to know your feedback always, and we value that immensely. So we appreciate you listening today, and I'll sign off. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, the outreach coordinator here. Laura and Emily, thank you so much for having me on the air.
Mm-hmm. And I want to throw out one more email address that can be used for many different things. That's hotline@knom.org. You can send us your hotlines, birthday, anniversary announcements, anything like that, contact information for people in the region that get aired at the noon and 5 o'clock hours every day. So that's a great resource, but you can also send your announcements there. So remember that email address, and thanks for tuning in today.
Once again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling in and sending your requests in online. I feel like we have some really great feedback to work with as we begin this great, exciting new year. So once again, this has been KNOM Exchange, and we are yours for Western Alaska.